all about energy. Energy for life, energy for growth, energy for having fun. Energy. Do you have enough? Everything is energy, blah blah blah. It is either true or not, but what is really true? If you don't have the energy to do the things that forward your life, then you are stuck, feel bad about yourself, and start dying. Knowing how to manage your energy so you can get things done, so you have energy also for joy, fun, humor, creativity, a way to feel alive and valuable, is mandatory. I would say, I'm pretty good at it, but lately I have been dropping the ball. What I'll be writing here, I'll double check a source so I don't participate in dumbing down the planet. And you. Let's consider that this energy has a unit. Let's call it life force. Although it is probably a misnomer. You have a limited supply, and it is always 100%. 100% of what you have. Not 100% of what you could have. What you could have is not what you have. What you have is what you have. Some days you start out with less than the day before. If your sleep wasn't restful, if you had too involved dreams, if you are cold, if you didn't sleep enough, you'll have what you have, and it won't be very much. This is how most people start their days. It's cold here, 13 degrees Celsius, 55 Fahrenheit, and it was even colder during the night. And I was covered with a summer blanket, so I woke up in the middle of the night with sore throat and shivering. I covered myself with a second blanket. But then I dreamed something very involved, very dramatic, and very realistic. When I woke up, I wasn't even sure I was asleep, the dream was so realistic. So I woke up with less energy than I would normally have in the morning. And given that, I started with unimportant work, that didn't require creativity, or thinking, or me being fully present. Or not really. And then I got a phone call. And. I suspect this day will end up completely wasted. Unless I man up, take some time to regroup, reclaim coherence, so the little energy I have can have some use. Like writing this article. Who you associate with, how much and how coherent the conversation is also affects your life force stores. Most conversations deplete your stores, by the way. Even if you are an extrovert. I am an introvert. I get very tired from conversations. Any conversation. Unless you have enough energy to do things from your core. I.e. your core remains unmoved, unbent, unused up. You are leaking energy with every action, or even with every no action. I get the most done when I can and do follow some plan, something that has rhyme and reason. Nothing done in a hurry. Hurrying uses twice as much energy as just simple fast. They are not the same, even though they sound similar. But hurry is an attitude, while fast is simply a measure of speed. Best way is to do things as fast as you can without hurrying. Dawdling, allowing your attention to wander, being distracted will ultimately cause you to want to make up for it, and you'll hurry. Hurry leads to depleting your energies really fast. Also, hurry leads to incoherence, and incoherence leads to feeling pressured, that leads to unhappiness. Don't hurry, for your own sake. I have a few students who always hurry. It is an outward expression of greed and entitlement. It is an outward manifestation of a mindset that says that you should be, do, you should have something. So you hurry. And miss the whole thing. High desire number, same thing. I once participated in a two-day seminar called NCROT, Slow Down NCROT. I don't remember much of it, but today, as I was looking for something, I stumbled onto the NCROT, Slow Down, the fastest way to get what you want NCROT, CD set from 2007. I don't remember a word of the course, but it changed me. That is the best kind of course. By the way, remembering is a booby prize. By the way, being tired is a pleasant feeling. Being exhausted, meaning you spin and overspin so you are not just empty, you are now using what you don't have. In a way you are eating yourself. You can slowly and steadily increase the amount of energy you have. By steadily increasing your endurance, your skill level, your coherence, your aptitudes. But beware of adding too much to your plate. Activities and tasks that have a large emotional impact use up energies twice, maybe even three times as fast as non-emotional tasks. Resistance is an emotional component. So stuff you do with resistance creates a double whammy, stuff gets done slowly and you deplete your energy reserves. This article will is as unwieldy as my thoughts on leaking my energies, and getting so exhausted that I wake up tired after a full 9 hours of sleep. I have been rested, energized, and mostly contented when I signed up to this coaching program a month ago, and then I also signed up to a technical course by the same outfit, teaching how to automate my business. I piled up. Mistake. But it is also great. I get to learn how to spend double the number of plates. I get to learn how to deal with things not getting done, with foggy mind, and the emotional knee-jerk reaction to that, and increase my emotional intelligence. I am not sure if the course can pay off for me given the type of one-woman band business I have, but I signed up anyway, and I am doing everything I understand how to do. And I can feel as my brain grows new cells. Not necessarily painless. But unless you are growing, you are dying. And I have decided that it is not time for me to die yet. Yesterday I calculated and these two programs add 20 hours to my weekly schedule. With 20 hours added, suddenly FOMO kicks in, the fear of missing out, so I scramble to attend every class, read every email, join every mastermind, Slack group, blah blah blah. I even dream about the classes. And I wake up tired. So what is there to do? Curating. What? Choosing the activities offered that have the highest return on investment, and leave the rest on the to-do list. As Werner Erhard says, have it on a sheet of paper, in writing. The paper can hold it. Every session is recorded, and hopefully one day I'll be bored, or need the information, and can revisit the missed lessons. One of the most valuable things I learned in my 26 years of landmark stint was a talk to staff piece by Werner Erhard. He did his talk to deal with the apparent sense staff dealt with, like me, that things weren't getting done. He said, in quote, the only thing there is to do today is what you do today. What you should do with the rest. The rest is to have dot and prod. Here is a link to the whole talk, greater than https://www.yourvibration.com/having/. Obviously you can be economical, you can set priorities, you can get more skilled so you do things more efficiently, but ultimately no matter what you do, do not finish your day with a negative balance. What you did today is what there was to do. Nothing more, nothing less. Why? Because what will sap your energy more than anything, as I can see it on myself, is what I didn't do. What I say I should have done. What was sent my way. That undone stuff is what keeps my muscles in knots, what disturbs my sleep, what I run back to from my walk instead of being joyfully expanded by the exercise, by the gorgeous fall weather, the squirrels' mating season, the beauty of the hill where I live. I noticed I haven't looked at the trees in the sky since this program began. A whole month. Luckily it's been only a month. And I haven't gone so deeply in that rabbit hole that I can get out. I noticed that I even started to drink caffeine again, adding to my tiredness. I notice that I'm standing in my kitchen pondering what to take, eat or drink to give me energy. Yeah, me too. Borrowed energy exacts a steep price. No matter what any guru says. You have to pay it back with usury. That is for you English challenge, is a higher rate of interest. Double? So best is to work with what you have, both in energy and money, and if you can, increase how much energy and money you have by shrewdly engaging in growth methods. There are many growth methods. But the most important issue most ignore, the 6 inches between your ears. What? Yeah. What is going on in your head? Werner's sentence above is excellent, except that I have observed many people who read it, and unless you are free to get it, you won't be able to live by it. So what is there to do? A whole switcheroo in the head. The person that you are for yourself, who are you that you are, isn't ever happy, isn't ever satisfied, because that person is driven by an impossible desire. A need to get something that even if they got it they would still crave it. We call it the ITCH. Before you can effectively redesign yourself, you need to know what is already there. Exactly. Precisely. Or the switcheroo won't work. The ITCH workshop in the playground did most of that work. I also did a lot of it in the second phase activators course. I've selected a session where you can hear the result of that work. And if you are at all interested in finding a way to overhaul yourself so you can finally go for what you really want, go for what would make you feel that life is beautiful, you may want to hear how elusive that self that is needy and is running your life amok. If you have been doubting if anyone can help you, if you have been doubting that the deep work on the invisible layers of you are useful, you must hear this session. It will open your eyes. This particular session shows several aspects of a typical workshop session. Except that nowadays I open people's lines, and instead of messaging, they actually speak on the calls, which makes for a more interactive course, although the calls are longer. People tend to say more than they write. LOL. If you watch that video, you'll notice that people have a tendency to forget what they invented consciously, and live out of what they invented, about themselves, unconsciously. The reason for that is a profound rigidity of mind. A spiritual capacity is missing, flexibility. A capacity that allows for new ideas to take root, for new ideas to take over in your mind, in the area that is most important, ideas about you. And how to win in this world. I invented when I was 3 that the way to be safe, the way to be loved is to be smart. Nothing is further from the truth. Everybody hates the smart one. Because the smart one makes them feel less, makes them feel stupid. That decision has caused me more grief, loneliness than any stupidity could have. Ever. And even the landmark education style identities I invented over the years got me grief. They are bombastic and still make others feel less. So no love. I started to feel of an affinity coming from others when I started practicing inventing a new identity in the soaring method way. Whimsical, funny, magical. But I don't be mistaken, flexibility of mind is still going to be needed. Here is the link to buy the recorded course, The Soaring Method. And if you experience that listening to others doesn't help you enough to invent yourself and love the new you, then sign up to the live workshop as well. Go to get the Soaring Method course, go to www.sophies.tips/soaring.